USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen missiles launched from Iran struck two Iraqi military bases where U.S. forces were stationed, according to U.S. military officials. Iranian state-run news reported that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Air Force launched the ground-to-ground missiles as part of its so-called Operation Martyr Soleimani. The operation was named after the Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander, Qasem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's international airport early on Friday. There were some Iraqi casualties at one of the air bases, but no U.S. casualties were reported, according to CNN. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman said the agency is assessing the damage done by the attacks. President Trump tweeted all is well and that he will make a statement on Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Almost 8 months after Jennifer Dulos disappeared, her estranged husband and his ex-girlfriend faced charges related to her death. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Fotis Dulos is being charged with murder and kidnapping in Connecticut following the disappearance of his wife, Jennifer Dulos. His defense attorney, Norm Pattis, says the state is throwing allegations against his client at this point, hoping something sticks.
Our position is that's not good enough for Fotis Dulos. If you think you have a theory of the case, pick one. But don't give a jury a multiple choice test and say we don't care which boxes you check as long as you check just one.
A stampede during a funeral procession for slain Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman, Iran, killed more than three dozen people. The Iranian Students News Agency reported at least 50 people died and more than 200 were injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Experts are saying one way Iran could strike the U.S. is through hacking. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Cyber attacks, already seen as the top risk of doing business by executives, are receiving renewed attention as tensions between the United States and Iran escalate. Defense and intelligence officials are bracing for the potential onslaught of attacks from Iranian hackers after the U.S. airstrike killed one of Iran's top military leaders, Qasem Soleimani. Tech analyst Lisa Garber tells Fox News.
It's important to understand that we can never be 100% ready. We can never be 100% protected. And the point to make is that the U.S. went after, U.S. and Israeli cyber intelligence went after Iran back in 2010 with Stuxnet. And since then, Iran has been bolstering its resources, and we've seen it in the past decade. They are ready to make some attacks.
Facebook is changing its policy on deepfake videos. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The social media giant says it will remove manipulated videos, but said it will allow parody or satire videos to remain. It announced that it would not remove a controversial video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that was slowed to make it appear that she was drunk. Facebook says in a blog post that video doesn't fall under its policy. The company has faced criticism for its advertising and video policies as the nation prepares for another election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.